Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Dave Downey joins me for his Monday moment. Let's talk about Everton from the weekend and Ross Barkley. So Ross continues to get all these headlines. I looked at your social media. You're absolutely adamant that Ross is on his way. Go on, give us your reasoning.
Well, Ronald Koeman's comments after the game weren't exactly flattering towards Ross Barkley, really. He said that he needed players who produce more. The productivity needs to be at a higher level. And he has to go and find that this summer. That's what he intimated. Didn't come off as a glowing reference to Barkley. And then he said that the club would be making a statement today. He would sit down with the board and make a statement. Now, the way contracts are dealt with, as you know, Steve, in your experience, that's not something traditionally said by a manager if a player is about to sign a new deal.
No, you don't make a statement.
Not at all. Not certainly not anything to do with the board. I mean, it's a PR opportunity, isn't it? You say we're going to make a statement. It's going to be released at a certain time, or we'll get the info and it'll be embargoed until a certain time. The fact that he said he will sit with the board and this statement will be made, I don't think it's good. Now, people are reading that the other way, saying, well, it has to be a contract signing, because what else are they going to say? Can they possibly say, we intend to sell Ross Barkley? That's not the way clubs operate. So it's very, it's mystifying at the moment, Steve. But I don't get that it's a positive thing in any way at all, because if you look, he was on the bench yesterday as well.
Was that a message?
I don't think it was well, he says it was tactical. I mean, you look at Everton's squad, and he brought him on after 26 minutes, didn't he, for Tom Davis, who had a poor game. I think the whole side were relatively poor yesterday. Koeman said as much in his post-match comments. So I don't see that being positive of Ross Barkley at all. And I think Koeman's got sick and tired of it. Whichever way it's played out behind the scenes, there's clearly friction between Koeman, Barkley and his agent, I think, because he's never been particularly enamoured with him, has he? I mean, he was reluctant to ever heap praise on him earlier in the season. And I think it stemmed from there. I think he's always been undecided on him or not fussy on him. And I think he's seen those inconsistent performances and generally may have got fed up of it. And here we are now, where he doesn't seem overly concerned if Ross Barkley leaves. Now, if he does go on and sign that contract, I don't think he will. But if he was to, and those events come about, you've got to wonder still where his place is in this side. Because Koeman's obviously going to go out and buy players. He said that he's going to be buying players in that position. You know, everything points towards the exit door, I think, for Barkley. I'd be really surprised if we see at the end of the day that he signed a new deal. But that being said, if he was to sign, he cannot have been given the guarantees that he sought when he first started negotiating this contract. And I think that might be a bit of the problem as well, Steve. I think Barkley would see himself as wanting to be the main man at Everton. Certainly if Lukaku leaves, he wants to be that talisman. He wants to be Mr. Everton, in inverted commas. And that's simply not going to be the case. And I think Koeman's reiterated that to him several times this season. The other side of it as well, Steve, is even if Koeman wants him gone, you know as well as I do, there'll be people at Everton who want him to stay.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a Blue, he's a local lad. He has a connection with the fan base. I think there's a lot of regret how Wayne Rooney's situation played out several years ago. And I said that on this week's Blue Room, that I think a lot of Evertonians are desperate to have that local hero because of what they missed out on with Rooney. Tom Davis has come along and taken a little bit of that mantle. And I thought that initially helped Ross Barkley. But you look in recent weeks, his body language at the play at the end of season awards as well, he didn't look like he wanted to be there. You don't look at him and you see somebody who wants to be at the football club, or you don't look at him and see somebody who's happy with the environment they're in. And regrettably, because I'd be sad to see him go, but that's only for sentimental reasons. I always put it to Everton fans now in the last couple of weeks, if Ross Barkley wasn't an Evertonian and he wasn't a Scouser, would you still want him at the football club? Because I think that clouds a lot of people's judgment.
But I think that is a relative part of the argument, and actually I think
do you think it should matter?
Well, it does matter because of what you just said, the commercial factor in it all, and I think there's a real commercial relevance behind all this. If you think of who doesn't mind him going, which is the manager, and think of those on the board who would want him to stay, they see the commercial opportunity in having a young lad. How many Barkley shirts are there? Loads of them. It's, you know, there's a market there which is captured by the local lad. Now, whether he ever achieves his full talent or not, doesn't really matter. He'll always get a lot of support. That always then reflects commercially onto the football club. And there are people that will see the value in that at Everton Football Club who think, how do we replace that?
Well, I agree. I can see why that would be the case. For instance, Steven Gerrard, Wayne Rooney. Yeah, I can see that. But does Ross Barkley strike you as somebody who is commercially proactive for Everton?
No, he doesn't
to me.
But then are Everton? Everton have done nothing proactive with Lukaku for a year, have they?
It's relative, isn't it? It's all relative. Yeah. They never did anything with Tim Cahill when, you know, they could have gone to Australia and sold millions of shares. They never did anything with Tim Howard, who was, you know, he had the Secretary of State stuff in America after his heroics at the World Cup. They never did anything to that end. I just don't think he's in such a strange situation, Barkley, because I don't think he's that marketable personally, because he's not exactly great with the media, is he? He's not like Steven Gerrard.
But
was
he's 23, and I think at 23, I'm not sure Steven Gerrard was absolutely brilliant in that aspect. He is now.
But the other side of that coin was he played well.
Yeah,
he was a world class player.
So if by 25 Ross was playing at his true potential. Or if he is and he's gone, will you look at it and think opportunity missed?
Well, absolutely, but that's the risk you take, isn't it? Yeah. And I think there's a real conflict there. I think there'll be people like Bill Kenwright, like others at the football club, who harness that real local edge to a football club that Everton want to portray themselves as the people's club. We're for local people. We do a lot for our fans, which is all great and fantastic. I think there's that side to Ross Barkley, and then I think there's Ronald Koeman sitting there saying, well, look, I'm the football manager here. He's not good enough for what I want to achieve. And he's said as much, Steve, I think, albeit quite veiled recently, that he thinks Everton can do better than Ross Barkley, and I think Everton can do better than Ross Barkley. So it's a really difficult situation. I'll be gutted if he leaves from that perspective, in as much as I was gutted when Wayne Rooney left. But I don't have the regret that I did when Rooney left, because I know Barkley probably won't go on to achieve what his talents should reflect.
Just quickly, you're not surprised there hasn't been a PR offensive from the Barkley camp itself? I mean, it has literally been quiet. Nothing has come out from his side of things. Now, that is unusual, and we both know how these things work. Mm. There are two camps here at work. Obviously, the people around Ross have said, we're not going to say anything about this. Why? I'd love to know why.
Well, silence is deafening, isn't it? That in these situations, you know, he's not always in the media spotlight. He's certainly not for the right reasons. Anyway, we've seen those off pitch issues that he's had this season as well. And obviously, his advisors want to keep a tight lid on Barkley's media appearances, and that's understandable to a certain extent. But if he personally wants to be that man, that sort of talisman for a football club, he needs to be doing something, doesn't he? Like you said, he needs to be proactive in that way, but also he's got to do a lot more on the pitch. I mean, you look at his performances, aside from that middle chunk of 10 to 15 games where he was magnificent this season, his base level is really, really low. And I think that's where Koeman sees the problem. He can't be passive. If Everton want to go and achieve Champions League football, you can't have a passive attacking midfielder. And I think Koeman might well think that he can go and get better.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.